You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we welcome Gary Finley, the CEO of Restoration One, to the program with over 25 years of experience in helping new and experienced entrepreneurs. He now oversees one of the fastest growing restoration franchises in the country, with more than 120 locations for Restoration One open and in development across the country. Gary is now also the CEO of Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain, a complimentary service brand. Gary, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be on today.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, what makes franchising appealing to all genders and age groups?
You know, I think it's just the opportunity for, you know, I think everyone at an early age, at least I did, really wants to own their own business one day, and that's just a dream. It's part of the American dream that we've all been kind of instilled with, and the franchise process, what it does, it allows you to be able to take a concept that someone's already kind of went out and hopefully in most cases found all the things that you do and you don't do, and they've worked that out. So, you know, franchising allows you to have a system and a process to go out and build a business, and you don't have to go out and reinvent the wheel. So I think that's the biggest reason.
Makes sense. Now, it sounds like you speak also from experience when it comes to going at your own pace. How did you know when to make the jump into the franchising world?
I don't know that it was. I grew up in a country. I tell people I'm a bit of a redneck. I don't know that it was any particular reason other than the fact that's just the way I typically do. I just run and jump first and ask questions later. But in the early 80s, I was had just got married and looking for a new career, and went to work at a franchise company at one of their franchises, actually just doing going out on a truck and working and cleaning carpets and learning how the business worked. And eventually they said, hey, look, we'd like to bring you in, let you sell franchises. And from there kind of launched my career. And one thing I just saw real quick, I loved that business model of being able to take use someone's money that wants to go into business for themselves and provide them a system and watch this thing expand all over the United States. And gosh, I've been doing that the last 25, almost 30 years now.
Gary, tell us, what are the key characteristics of knowing when one is ready to buy a franchise?
Well, you know, the characteristics of a person today, you know, it has, at least in the last few years, has become a little bit easier to get funding. We've got some great funding sources now that we can get people in it. But, you know, you just really have, I think the key characteristic would be a person's drive to succeed and ability to follow a system. I tell people all the time when they come in here, I said, look, if you are looking to do your own thing and build your own business, and there's nothing wrong with that, you might just go do it on your own. But being part of a system, it's pretty much like being married. You know, we're going to be together for the next several years, and it doesn't mean it's always going to be great. We're going to have good times and hard times. But at the end of the day, we both know that our goal is the same. And so the number one characteristic is just that drive and desire to succeed, do anything it takes to make it work, and to be able to follow a system.
Today we are joined by Gary Finley, the CEO of Restoration One, your water damage experts, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Gary, do you have any examples of franchisees who have joined the Restoration One network that prove franchise ownership is not dictated by age?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I probably the best one I would say is two of our newest franchisees have been in the business less than 6 months. These are two guys are originally from Mexico. They went to school in the States here in Waco, Texas at Baylor University, and they just graduated. And we were actually speaking to a class, of entrepreneur franchising class out there. They heard us one day and said, you know what, we were trying to decide what we want to do with our career. They came on board, they got involved, and like I say, been in it less than 6 months, and they've been highly, highly successful. And both these guys are 21, 22 years old. And, you know, I started my first business when I was 19 years old, so I don't know that age has anything to do with it. I mean, we have very successful people from all ages and all genders and really all kinds of backgrounds. We're finding now today's buyer, they come from executive backgrounds. They're, you know, they're bankers. They are, you know, they could be someone who has been executive role for many years or sales management or even Wall Street guys. So it's, you know, it's just a different day today in the kind of people that are out looking for something. They're looking for an opportunity to build a future, and that's what we're providing for them.
And what would be your biggest piece of advice for someone looking to get into franchising?
I would say talk to the franchisees. You know, there's different ways that you can validate a franchise. All of us franchisors, we're going to tell you about our business, and obviously we're going to tell you all the good things. If you really want to dig down and find out whether a franchise company is supporting its franchisees, whether or not they're doing what they say they're going to do, whether or not franchisees can be successful in the business, you need to be talking to franchisees that are already out there. Some of them have been in it, you know, for a few years, and some of them have been in it, you know, maybe in the last year. So I highly, highly recommend that, and I try not to be in a situation where the franchisor dictates who you contact. Everyone gets a copy of the FDD, so I say go through there, call who you want. They don't have to be in your area, but to me, that's the biggest thing they can do in looking at a franchise system is talking to the franchisees and looking at the success and the growth of it over the last 5 years.
And thanks for sharing that piece of advice in that regard. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last final tip for business owners in general?
You know, I would say this. When I looked at this business, there were four major things I was looking for. I wanted a business that I could build. I could start it, and I could build it as I go. I want it to be no brick and mortar. I want it to be low investment. I want it to be, you know, high margins. And, you know, I'm 55 years old, and I said, you know what? Most of the buyers out there today are, you know, they're a lot like me. They're looking for an opportunity, but they don't want to blow all their nest egg. And so for me, it was finding that business that could meet all of these criteria as well as being pretty much recession resistant. So that's why I jumped on this. I've been in 20 different franchise concepts, and this is one that you can really create a future. And it's not a we're not looking for a man in a van. We're looking for people who want to create opportunities.
Gary, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. It certainly sounds like you have a lot of great things going on over there at Restoration One. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get all the details on the franchising opportunities at Restoration One and how they could get information on the company as well.
Absolutely. The easiest way, just go to our website, which is www.restorationone, and it's the number one, restorationone.com. All of our information's on there. We've got a great team that'll get back to you and give you information about our company and our history and our support systems that we provide today.
Sounds easy enough. Again, Mr. Finley, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Gary Finley, the CEO of Restoration One, your water damage experts. And for all the details and franchise opportunities, visit restorationone.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live globally 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app as well, for your listening convenience. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.